Late Wednesday, the Florence School Board voted 6-1 to consider dissolution of the district next month. It's just the start of a lengthy process that could see the county divided so 600 remaining students could be bused to schools in neighboring counties by the 2006-2007 school year. Superintendent Jan Dooley says closing the schools will be hard on students and their parents. Dooley says the focus now is to provide quality education for the students.
I find myself at times angered that we've had to get to this point. There's a problem with how our educational funding system works. It's pitting quality education against property taxes, and our children are caught in the crossfire. Something needs to happen to change the system.
Dooley says Florence schools were caught up in problems that began with implementation of revenue limits in 1993. The district had low per pupil costs and couldn't increase spending fast enough to cover cost. Dooley recalls a meeting with other administrators in December when one told her maybe it will take a district like Florence to go down to save other schools in the state.
My response to that individual is that the children of the School District of Florence County should not serve as a sacrificial lamb for change in the state.
Dooley says they've cut all the spending they can. Any more cuts will result in lost students and revenue. School Board President Dan Brereton says everything hinged on a $750,000 referendum narrowly defeated by voters this week.
We have phone calls placed to all of our legislatures, including trying to get to the governor, to tell them it's going to be in your hands now. If anything's going to save the Florence School District right now, it's going to be up to them, and to do it quick.
Meanwhile, Governor Jim Doyle's office calls it a tragedy. A spokesperson says the governor's watching the situation, and it shows a need for the state to invest in education. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.